welcome you to Jehovah Jireh
Radio.
Again, we would like to welcome you to Jehovah Jireh International Institution. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and of course, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. We thank God that we have an exciting class study on today. So we want you to just to get ready to receive of God. We want you to get ready so that God can fill you with more and more of Him. Today, we're getting ready and getting started. The Bible says what we do and where to do it in the name of Jesus. So we're going to begin, as always, in prayer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done, great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you today, God, that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Have your way today. Every day, move in the midst of your people. For your words say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then, God, you said that you will hear from heaven. You said, God, that you would forgive the sin, and you said that you will heal the land. So today, we ask you, God, to forgive sin and to heal the land. Thank you, God, for our online students. Thank you, Father, for our panelists. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the people of God that are tuning in from city to city. We just give you praise and glory and honor for that which you have done and that which you're going to do according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Yes, you are listening to Jehovah Jireh International Institution. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We would like to say hello to our panelists, again to our online students and all of those around the world. To God be the glory for the great and for the mighty things that He has done. We would like to begin our scripture reading on today from Matthew, the 10th chapter, and we're going to begin that 5th verse of Matthew 10. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not unto the way of the Gentiles, and unto any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves. For the workman is worthy of his meat. And unto whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who is in it worthy, and there abide till ye go hence. Thence. And when ye come unto a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your word, when you depart out of the house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. When we began to read the word of God, when we see God, where we see that God was speaking to his disciples, when he had commissioned to go forth unto the world, go forth into certain areas and to preach the gospel and to heal and to deliver and to raise the dead. And God tells so much for them to do. And I believe that the word of God let us know that he's the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. And those things that God instructed his disciples to do, I believe our commitment is the same, that we should go forth and that we should do all of those things that Christ tells us that his disciples to do, such as healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, casting out devils. And he tells, he says, freely ye have received, freely give. And so therefore, it is our commitment as a believer to go forth for him, to tear down the stronghold of the enemy. When we look at John 21 and 15, Jesus said unto them, if you love me, feed my lamb. Did you not know that the population of the world is now 4 billion and is increasing by 65 million souls a year? Experts in foreign mission, they claim that half of the world population, over 2 billion people, have never heard the gospel. And why do you think that God wants us to preach the gospel? Why do God want us to be ambassadors? Why do God want us to be fishers of men? Why do God want us to go forth in his name? Because there are souls to be saved. The Bible tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So tonight we are inspiring those that are laborers, those that are already saved and know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, to come and to go with us, come and to do what Jesus has called us to do. Because as we just mentioned, that there are millions of souls that have not been saved. I just read, it says even experts in foreign mission claim that half of the world population, over 2 billion people, have never heard the gospel. And that's why it is so important. Over 2,000 language groups, over 170 million people don't even have scripture printed in their own language. You know what? I thank God for the missionaries. I thank God for the soul winners. I thank God for the men and women of God that have that God has touched their heart and given them compassion and given them a love for the soul of man. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I'm telling you, students of the Bible, I'm telling you, people of God that have a passion for mission and evangelism, have a passion for reaching the lost, I'm telling you today that there is an expectation of God that we be committed to go forth and to do these things, that lives will be saved. When we look further, there are over 2,000 languages group, over 170 million people that don't even have the scripture. What can we do? How can we help them? Yes, there are many ways that we can help people. There are many places that we have not been able to travel, but we can help others that are going over in foreign mission and to bless them with getting the Bible, getting the tracts, sending missionaries, sending men and women of God over in order wanted to touch the heart of the people. But I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, on tonight, that it takes a passion, it takes a love of God in order to do the will of the Father. Listen, the death certificate on a worldwide scale, it is frightening. There are 119,520 people that die each day. 3 die every 2 seconds. Over 1 soul second enter into eternity. Over just one soul enter into eternity round the clock, year in and year out. And even perhaps this is too vast to relate to, for you to relate to, but let's bring it home to just the United States of America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, the land of plenty, the land where people they have the freedom. The U.S. population is now 220 million. And when I look at these, the census for the people, that this was some years back. But if you can imagine what they are on today, 2014, the U.S. census showed over 50% are over 110 million Americans under the age of 25. Over 50 million are between 15 and 25 years old. There are 3.3 million yearly births in the USA. Each year, over 10,000 each day, while 1.4 million die yearly in the U.S., one dying every 20 seconds around the clock. I need you to ask yourself, what am I doing in order to reach souls for the kingdom of God? Is my passion, the passion that God has, is the love that I have for God, is adding up? The love I have for souls, is it added up according to God's word? Over 1 million U.S. abortions per year. The majority are young people. And I just want to show you tonight as to where we are at this day and this time. Because on another broadcast, another class, we talked about that most of these people, they are young people. And we see young people that need Jesus Christ in their lives. If we don't give them Jesus, Satan will come and invade their lives like the body snatcher, the soul snatcher. They'll come in. They'll take their lives. And they will not belong to Christ. And they will not get in if we don't pray. And if we don't ask God, that God give us a heart, give us a greater love for souls, a greater compassion, Father, to win souls for the kingdom of God. God don't let it be an act. God, don't let it be something that we do just to be doing it. But God, let it be sincere. Let it be real. Let it be genuine. And that's what we need today, that we'll see the hurt. We'll see what God wants us to see and what God wants us to relate to people all over the world, those in our neighborhood, those in our city. Did you not know over 1.5 million suicides each year, and the number 2 cause of death under 25 The majority of them are young people. Over 1 million in mental clinics. And the majority of them, they are young people. Over 1 million divorces per year. And the majority of them are young people. Over 500,000 per year. And the majority of these are young people. Over 500,000 junkies, which is a 500,000, and the majority of these are young people. We cannot no longer say that they are lost and that that's going to be them, but we have to take it like God take it. He loves. Remember, the word of God tells us that we were all sinners and we were saved by grace. And the word of God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. These people, they can have everlasting life if we can only see them as Jesus see them. Yes, over 500,000, they behind bars. Prison bars, jail bars. They need believers to be praying for them morning, noon, night. They need for people that are witnessing them to have that love of God within us, that we will love them to life. We'll love them so that they can see Jesus through us and that we can be examples to the unbelievers. So when we look at this, we see a people that need Christ in their life. We see people that are out on the hedge and on the highway that need Jesus Christ. Yes, over 10 million alcoholics in the United States of America, and the majority of them are young people. If they're not getting it themselves, they are getting it from another adult or somebody that's older than them. They're seeing their parents indulge in alcohol. They see them doing all of these things because a lot of times they don't have an example. The parents don't know Christ. They haven't been introduced to him. That's why it's so important for us to introduce them, whether they're black or white, yellow, whatever they may be, whether they live in the rich area of a city, in an area where there's prosperity, or whether they live in poverty, they need Jesus Christ. Whether they're middle class, they need Jesus Christ. So, therefore, it is so important. And then I'm going to talk, I just want to mention four others before we go get ready to talk to our panelists. On tonight, Sun, New Moon, boasts of 500,000 followers, and majority of them are young people. And also the Transcendental Meditation, they boast of 3 million in the United States. I mean, when we think about what's happening, even in the statistics of years and years ago, and we can imagine what is happening in the day and the time that we are living in. But do you not know that the Word of God says that we don't know the day or the hour when it's coming? He says it's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber is going to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It's time for us to do the will of the Father, just like we began speaking about the mission of the 12. That mission was not over when the disciples was no longer on the scene. Come on. It began in us. It began for us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ unto the world and to give them Jesus in their lives. We are getting ready to go to our panelists on tonight, and we're going to go to Dr. June Normeal, and we're going to have her to come, and she's going to take the next 5 minutes, and she is going to elaborate as God has from whatever God give her up to 5 minutes. We're going to give her to speak what through allow her to speak what God have touched her heart to give to you on tonight, that you can grow, that you can increase, that you can have a favor of God, that you can have a heart of God, that somebody will live and not die. Good evening, Dr. June Normeal.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Good evening, Radio Land and the panelists. I thank God for this opportunity today to come before you. And I just thank God for the lesson that we're talking about tonight, Matthew 10, starting at verse 5. And what stuck out to me is verse 7, when it reads, "And as ye go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And that is a commission, that is a command that God is giving all of his disciples, all the people of God, like he gave his disciples when he was walking on earth. And we're in the last days, and we can see things now is on a rampage that never had taken place before. And it's our commission, it's our duty to proclaim the gospel, to preach the gospel to the people, to tell people to repent and to come to Christ. Because as we are in the last days, and we've been hearing that for a long time, I know people always say that. They've been saying that since days are old, but things haven't happened yet as though Christ is coming, because it seems like the world is on a rampage of calling evil good and good evil. But the Bible talks about things like that was going to happen. And it's the statistic that Dr. McCoy said is so detrimental about the polls, how high they are. And most of them is directly, a lot of the majority, she says, to the young people, the young generation. But we have to know that in this dispensation, we are in the last days. We're living in the days of Revelation, and now the laws is changing. There have been so many spirits that sent out now, and Satan is on a warpath like never before to try to cause more souls to be lost. And so, and you got even people in high official places now that they are calling evil good and good evil. You see things that are happening now that wouldn't happen a long time ago. I was just looking at the news today, and they were saying even in November 2004, and now November going to 2014, 10 years ago, you didn't have people so openly talking about same-sex marriages. They have 30 states now that have accepted same-sex marriages. And that's why it's our duty as being Christian to proclaim and to cause people to get their life to Christ, for these souls won't be lost, because the law is changing, and it's going to be changing, and it's going to be changing in a lot of ways that's not good. But one thing about it, the Word of God, it remains the same. And that's why we as believers have to stand fast. We have to proclaim truth. We've got to cause men and women, boys and girls, to repent and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And as she said, so many things, suicide, abortions, even in the mental clinic, prisoners, alcoholics, all those people, you think about, those are souls. Where we as believers have to see people through the eyes of Jesus, through Christ, the way he sees them, and not looking at the sin till we stereotype people and just cause them to be a lost soul. Because Jesus sees people through the eyes of God, and when God see people, he's looking for the blood of Jesus, because every soul is precious to God. And it's our duty to see people that same way, to ask God to give us that agape love in our hearts. That's the only way we as believers are going to be able to have that heartfelt compassion for a person, is to have that genuine agape love in our heart for people. We'll be able to stand for right. Every Christian ain't backing down and going along with everybody who say something. I don't care if it's the president or who it could be, the priest or the pope. If it don't line up with the Word of God, what they saying, we should be backing it up. We have to still stand for what the Christ say. And a friend of mine told me just yesterday, right here in the United States, she had been able, in her company where she work at, to bring her Bible in and read her Bible, but she was just told last week that she's no longer able to bring her Bible in her workplace with it visibly showing, with the Holy Bible visibly showing. She had to cover it up to come into the workplace. She said they didn't tell her so far that she couldn't read her Bible, but it can't be recognized as noticed being the Holy Bible. But to anybody else coming there with any, the Vogue magazine, any kind of magazine, Good Housekeeping and Good Works, anything could be shown. But you see now that the enemy is going against what Christianity is all about. That's why the Bible says the kingdom of God is drawing near. That means like today, every day, we don't know when Christ is coming back. We as believers have to stand about about Christ's business. We got to not be fearful. We got to be bold in Christ and concerned and be concerned about souls, because every time we turn around and walk past an individual, either see things that's going on and don't have a say-so about it, it causes souls to be lost. Same thing, like prayer has been taken out of the schools and everything because we step back and didn't do anything about it. But God has given us what we need and the power of the Holy Ghost to stand forth what we believe in. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
And thank you, Dr. Normiel. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the encouraging word, because it let us know that we are in those last days. I remember a long time ago that a woman, precious woman of God, that said some of the same things Dr. Normiel was saying that was going to happen at this day and at time. It's going to happen. And no one really, when you really as to not think about that your Bible, you know, now they're saying, what she was saying about her friend, that they're telling them to put a cover over the Bible. You can read it, but we don't want anybody to know that you're reading the Bible. We don't want the Word of God to be controversial, and so therefore we don't want to make any waves, and we don't want to offend anyone, so therefore you cover it up. And that's the time that we are living in. I remember some time ago that they, at one place, I believe it was a hotel, when they had, you know, how mostly at every room they had the Word of God, they had the Holy Spirit, the Holy Bible in the room, so that the person that came into that room for comfort, to rest, and in that time of need, just speak up the word so that they'll be able to read the word. They took all the Bibles, if I'm not mistaken, took all the Bibles out of that hotel because of the fight, and replaced it with something else other than the Word of God. Yes, we are living in those last days. Yes, we have to be mindful of what is happening. Sometimes we are the ones that allow Satan, the world, to take the prayer out of schools. When in our generation, we did not have the crises that we have that in the schools like we having an experiencing now. Why? Because of the fact that there was prayer at the beginning of the school day, and there was prayer in the home. And so therefore we see that we are living in those last days. And before I go to Evangelist William, and something that Dr. Normiel had touched on, and another thing that brother that she has spoken about is, and I want you to know that we are concerned about all adults, all young children, and yes, we are concerned about them. But even with the homosexuality, the gays, they also boast of 10 million in the United States, and the majority of these are young people. That's where we are. And I can assure you, from the time that this census was taken, that there are much, and the amount is greater. We wish we could say that it's not, but you see the day, you see the time that we're living in, and you see the people that are being offended because you're not standing and you're not saying yes, and you're not embracing the wrongdoing of people. It doesn't matter of what they, whether they have a three-piece suit on as being men or a three-piece suit on as women, or they are decked down, dressed up. It doesn't matter. They're not speaking truth, and they're not speaking the word of God. Then we need to turn a deaf ear to them and continually to do what God has called us to do. And yes, in yoga, it boasts 5 million, which adhere the majority of all young people. And Jesus said, this is what Jesus said, and then we're going to Evangelist Williams. Jesus said, the broad way leads unto destruction. Many, the majority are entering in that way. And that's, if you case you want to go and look at it, you should, in Matthew 7 and 13. It is when the road, that crowded road, the majority of people, you know, they things that they stood for a long time ago, principles of morals, the word of God. People are giving their lives. They were beaten like the apostles was. Come on. Because they believe the gospel. But because of the majority, because of everybody, it seems like everybody doing it and everybody agree on it, we as people of God and know the word of God and those that want to be saved, we can't agree with the world, agree with their standards, but we have to stand up for the name of Jesus. At this time, we would like to say good evening to Evangelist Pondelia Williams. I know that God has given her a word for his people, and she's going to take about 5 minutes also to come and to bless our class, bless those that are online, and for you. So as always, please take out those notebooks and take out that pencil and whatever you have so that you can make some notes, that you can rehearse it in your mind as you read the word of God so that you can be built up. Evangelist Pondelia Williams, good evening to Jehovah Jireh.
Good afternoon, Dr. McCoy, and everybody under the sound of my voice. Blessings upon you. I tell you, God is so wonderful. God is an awesome God. And as we listen to Dr. McCoy break down the material that she has researched, that she so carefully researched out for us, 2 billion people that have never heard the gospel, that's heart-wrenching. That makes us know that we have got to be about our Father's business. We've got to get in a hurry and go forth, and as the word of God said, pulling souls from the lake of fire. And God has commissioned us the same way he commissioned his disciples to go forth. He has commissioned us to go forth and break the bread of life to people that have never heard the gospel. And when you think about 2 billion people, you don't know who in that department store or the grocery store or in your neighborhood that have never heard the gospel. And you don't know who is hurting and who's going through what. Sometimes you might be having a conversation with a stranger in the store, and the next thing you know, that stranger has committed suicide. And I listened at her say 1.5 million people commit suicide. And yes, we can believe that the majority of them are young people, because young people taking medicine for depression when all they need is Jesus. And it may sound like we're preaching at them, but we have got to get in a hurry, because the love of God provoking us to share this word. When you think about why Dr. McCoy asked that question to the class, why do we preach the gospel? Well, she answered it. She came right behind that question, and she answered that. And then the word of God says, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And the laborers are us, people of God. We're the laborers, and we're to go forth. And we know that wide is the road that leads to destruction. Many there be that go that way. But narrow and straight is the gate that need to lead to the kingdom of God. And so it's just a few of us, and we have got to come together, and we have got to spread the gospel. When Jesus sent his disciples out, it was just 12 of them, and he sent them forth, and he told them to go ye into all the land and preach the gospel. And you think about what Jesus' ministry consisted of. You know, my bishop always elaborates on the fact that Jesus' ministry consisted of teaching, preaching, and healing. And you don't even have to have a handle on your name to go forth and pull souls into the kingdom, pull souls from the lake of fire, and lead them and point them to Jesus. We don't have to even, you know, be licensed. We have, a lot of us have our license, our doctrine degree, our this degree and that degree, but that is no good if we're not doing the work of the Lord. But God has commissioned us to go forth. And even on top of that, he says, pray. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. And as Dr. McCoy was expressing Matthew chapter 10, and you think about what Jesus said. He said, don't go to this place or that place, but go ye rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he even went further than that. He said in verse 8, he said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. We got lepers these days. Raise the dead, cast out demons. And as Dr. McCarr already repeated, freely ye have received, freely give. That's really important because, people of God, we know there are so many hirelings in the ministry now. They're for hire. They're in it for the money. But you got to love God so much that you're in it for the soul. We are in it to win it. We are winning souls for the kingdom of heaven. And we've got to realize that in order for us to do that, we have got to perfect the love of God in us. You know, I was reading some material. I was reading some notes in the Word of God, and I was looking at the importance of salvation and what it means to be saved and what it means to be a child of God and what it means for us to not just talk this thing, but how important it is for us to walk the walk. Because sometimes even the Jesus, the only Jesus that some people see, is the Christ in us. And if we portray the Christ in us like we're supposed to, the Bible puts it like this: let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and give God the glory. God gets the glory when people see that there are some people that really love God. And even as we minister and pull souls from the fire, my mind went back to the beginning of our class, Jehovah Jireh. We started talking about sharing Jesus effectively, sharing him effectively. And sometimes even your own personal testimony can help you share Jesus effectively. Some of us have come from deep places in the earth. Some of us have come from the muck and the miry. And God cleaned us up and raised us up. And if we don't know nothing else, we can tell them that. We can tell them what the Lord has done for us. Because sometimes that would grab a person's attention if you share the gospel according to the word. And I was just looking at the book of Romans, where a lot of people are sitting down now, just even people, church folks are saying, well, I don't really have to go to church. But it's so important for us to reiterate that the Bible says, forsake not to assemble yourself in the house of prayer. We've got so many ministers and preachers, and I'm almost done, that God has called to spread the gospel. And they, some of them make, I know some personally, make sacrifices to open up doors, to open churches. And there's a church on every corner. And all of them are not the true places of worship, but there are some true places of worship. And when you walk in the door, you can feel the anointing. And sometimes, a lot of times when I'm out ministering and witnessing, it's not about winning members for my house of prayer. If I'm on the north side, I point people to the nearest place of worship I know about. If I'm on the west side, I point them to the nearest place of worship. I don't in particular say, well, my church is over here and over there. Now, if you want to, you know, be a part of our fellowship, that's fine, no problem. But whatever place of worship you can point them to that you know is being taught sound doctrine, we've got to do that. The point is we've got to get in a hurry, and we've got to win souls for the kingdom, because we got so many preachers that have been ordained of God to go forth. Dr. McCoy's ministry, an awesome place of worship. In each neighborhood, you got places of worship that you know that God is moving by his Spirit. And we know some of these preachers personally. We can point these, because the Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? So once we witness to them, let's don't just lead them. Let's point them to the house of prayer so that they can continue in this way. And at last but not least, we need to make people realize that Jesus is so soon to come. And I just cannot help but remember there's 2 billion people that have never heard the gospel. And the gospel is their freedom to peace and joy and happiness. Back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Evangelist Tanda Leah Williams, so beautifully done. We thank God for the women of God that has the word of God, that has sound doctrine on the inside, that has the love of God on the inside in order to have that compassion and have the love of God. You know, we have a love of God, not Mary love, but God love on the inside, that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. We'll find ourselves praying consistently for them. I like what Evangelist William was saying about, because of the love that she has for God, that it doesn't matter what side of town that she may be on, north, south, east, west, that she point people to Christ. You know, you find out what area they're in, what location they're in, and as the Spirit of the Lord leads you, that's what you do, because we are concerned. It's not the money. Yes, it takes money to run a church, but it takes a person that has compassion, a person that's been born again, a life that has been changed in order to win souls for the kingdom of God. When I was looking at Ezekiel 2, I would like to share that with you. And it says, and he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered unto me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, that I heard him and spake unto me. And he said unto the Son of Man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-necked. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, thus says the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there has been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though fires and thrones be upon thee, and thou doest dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their lips. Of their lips. I'm talking to you, Clyde. I'm talking to you, people of God. I'm talking to you, Holy Ghost filled men and women of God. I'm talking to the apostles, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, to that soul winner. I'm talking to you from the word of God. Be not afraid of the words, nor be dismayed at their looks. You know what I'm talking about. Though they be a rebellious house, and thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say to thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentation and mourning and woe. It's time for us to speak the word of God, not to be afraid. The enemy want the people of God to be afraid. That just gives you an example of something that Dr. Norman has shared with us. The people, because of the fact that you're working for certain businesses, that sometimes people are trying to come against you because they know who you are. They know who the believers are. They know who's living this life so they can live again. They know who is teaching and preaching the gospel. They know who is letting their light so shine before men that others will see their good works and to glorify the Father which is in heaven. They know this. And just like the enemy knew who Jesus was and was afraid of him and what is intent here, just like they knew who Paul and Silas were when they were in jail, but they knew the men of God when they had put them in prison. They knew who they were. They knew who Stephen was when they came against Stephen and they stoned him to death because nothing that he was doing that was wrong, but all the things he did, what was right. And if we are people of God, and we are, we're going to have to stand fast in the liberty we're in. God has made us free. Come on. And we have to live this life continuously because, yes, we do not know the day. No, we don't know the hour when Christ is coming. But the word of God says that he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we could have life and that we can have it more abundantly. If Christ has given us life, we need to make sure that others live as well and not die, that they know Christ. And we can't force the word of God down anybody's throat. We can't make them live right. But what we can do is give them the word of God if they allow us to give them the word. And you know what the word of God says? He said, with love and kindness have I drawn you. I was reading something not too long ago, and it says what evangelism it is not. It is not condemning people, but convicting them. It is not beating people up with the word. It is not telling them to get clean up, cleanse up, and then come to Jesus. It is not telling them that salvation is by works. But it is the word of God that's going to change their lives, like it changed me, like it changed you. It will change the people. That's why we need to be seasoned with salt. Come on. We got to know who we are. And my prayer is tonight that we will stand fast in the liberty when Christ has made us free. We don't have to back down. We don't have to sit down. We don't have to shut up. But we have to walk in the wisdom of God, and we have to be led by His Spirit, and we have to do what God has called us to do. Because why? Why is because the harvest is plentiful, labors are few. Come on, laborers, come on. Let's make a difference. Let's get souls saved. Let's get lives changed. Let's get off the seat of do nothing, and let's get souls saved. We are so thankful, so graciously thank God for the men and women of God that is on this broadcast, that is taking part of Jehovah Jireh International Institution. We are going to do what God has called us to do. We are represented all over the world, here in Jacksonville, Florida, other cities that are praying, that have a mind to do the will of the Father. The women of God that's on this broadcast, they have the mind of Christ to get souls saved. They are not about who they are, but they represented who they represent, and that's Jesus Christ. We do want to thank you once again for partnering with us, for being a part of Jehovah Jireh International. And we want to invite you to continually to join us on every Monday night at 7 to 8 p.m. that you too can be blessed, that your life can be changed, that Christ will come into your life. What we're going to do tonight before the ending of this broadcast, we're going to ask Dr. Normill to pray for those that have infirmities in their bodies. And then we're going to have Evangelist William to do the invitation for those that are listening and those that's going to be listening to this broadcast. If they're not saved, if you're not saved, get ready. Get ready. You have an opportunity, another opportunity to give Christ your life. If you have infirmity in your body, you got an opportunity to be healed. You got an opportunity to be delivered. So we're going to go to Dr. June Normill. We're almost at the end of this broadcast. We're going to pray, and we're going to believe God for your healing, and then we're going to pray for your salvation. Dr. June Normill.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now, God, for just giving us your word, God. God, your word declare, God, that healing is the children's bread, God. And God, right now, God, I speak, God, to anyone, God, everyone, the sound of my voice, God, that has infirmity, God, in their body, God, from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, God. God, right now, God, we would thank you, God, for healing in the mind, God, healing in the spirit, God, and healing in the soul, God. And God, we thank you, God, you're concerned about the whole man, God. And God, right now, God, we speak to cancer, God. God, we speak to diabetes, God. We speak to high blood pressure, God. We speak, God, to tumors, God. We speak, God, to any blood disease, God. God, we ask you, God, by the blood of Jesus, God, to give them, God, a blood transfusion, God. God, we ask you, God, to cleanse them, God. God, we ask you, God, to cleanse them for the natural, God, as well as the spiritual, God. We thank you, God, for healing them from sin, God, and delivering them, God, from anything infirmity, God. Anything that's not lined up according to your word, God, we cast it back to the pits of hell from which it came, God. And we loose, God, your Holy Spirit to saturate the body, God, the spirit, God, the mind, God, the soul, God, concerning you, God, all that your word declared to be, God. Because, God, by your stripes, God, we are healed, God. We thank you, God, for delivering, God, all infirmities, God, spiritual, God, even physical, God. And, God, even the healing, God, the financials, God. And, God, we just love you, God. We just praise you, God. And we thank you, God, for being made whole, God, mind, body, soul, and spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Evangelist Pondalea Williams.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Everybody everywhere under the sound of my voice, we realize that some of you are saved, some of you have a right relationship with God, and there are those of you that do not. The Bible clearly states, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just that simple. And when Jesus made the call, whosoever will, let him come and take up the water of life freely. That invitation was extended to anybody and everybody that would accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So if you're under the sound of my voice and you are not saved and you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, come on, come on, come on. Let's receive him tonight. It's as simple as the Bible says, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. God is a God at hand. He's not way in heaven. His ear is not too heavy that it cannot hear. His arms is not too short that he cannot reach you. All you've got to do is submit yourself unto God. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. And if you're under the sound of my voice, just repeat after me. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, forgive me for all of my sins. And Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life to take precedence in my life. Come into my life, Lord, and take full control. God, I surrender my all in all. I cast my every care upon you. Lord, I submit my life unto you. I commit my ways unto you. And God, I thank you for hearing my cry. For I am a sinner, and I'm receiving you, Lord Jesus, into my life, asking you to forgive me for all of my sins. And if you have sincerely repeated that to the Lord, come on, let's say, Lord, thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, thank you. Thank you, God, for saving that sister, that brother, that mother, that father. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for saving that soul. God, right now we ask that you teach us, oh God, your ways and your will. For we realize, God, instructions are in the Bible. So, God, teach us to get into your word. Teach us to meditate in your word day and night. And, Lord, we thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord God, for your divine forgiveness. And thank you, God, for becoming the Christ of my life, the head of my life. Lord, we thank you right now for being the head of that sister, that brother, that mother, that father, that lost soul, God, that once was lost and now they are saved. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise,
for that soul that just received salvation. And God, we thank you, for we realize the angels in heaven are rejoicing over that soul even now. We give you glory, honor, and praise, even for keeping them, oh God, in your will and in your way, in Jesus' name. Now, one last word. Find the nearest house of prayer. Get under sound doctrine, sound teaching. Get into your church. God will lead and direct your path into a house of prayer that you might stay saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Back up to you, Dr. McCoy.
You have been listening to Jehovah Jireh. It's a national institution. We would like to invite you to be a part of Jehovah Jireh International. We are a 501c3 ministry. We do believe in winning souls for the kingdom. We are about God's business. Our desire is to feed more and more of the homeless, to clothe them, to go into the hedges and the highways in order to be a blessing to God people, whether they're in prison, whether they're in jail, whether or not they're in our community, whether they may be. Our desire is to be a blessing to them. Many of you that are listening to this broadcast, that this is almost the end of the year, and you will be able to give, if you got at your heart, to give to Jehovah Jireh International Institution in order to reach the lost, but at any cost, to be able to bring more souls in, to be able to make provision. We live in a day and time that there are mothers without fathers in the home, and they need assistance to be able to feed their children. And there are women in the home that may not be working because of a physical infirmity. We pray even tonight that they will heal. But those that are not, we want that have not heard of, just going to be hearing this broadcast, we want to be able to be a blessing to them as God's word has instructed us to them. While we're winning them for the kingdom, we want to be able to help them and to meet needs in their life. And so you can call 904-674-7831. That number to call again is 904-674-7831. Or you can also get in touch with us at www.wordoffaithpraiseandworshipcenter.info. At this time, may God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed, and you're going in as well as you're coming out. We're getting ready for our upcoming year for Jehovah Jireh International. And if you know someone, or you did not take the opportunity, missed the opportunity to be a part of this program, we want to invite you to come and to sign up for our next class that will take place in January. So remember that number. Remember to call. If you ever wanted to help someone and to be a blessing to people, you have the opportunity to do so at this time. May God bless you is our prayer. We would like to thank Dr. June Normill and Evangelist Tandalia Williams for, again, blessing God and giving God their all, their time, their commitment to the Most High God.